Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been a while, but I'm going to go ahead and do a waifu video based on everything that's getting ready to happen. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, we all know that the CDC rent moratorium will be ending in a few short days. So we know what's getting ready to happen. So many "Hey Big Head" texts are getting ready to be shot out around the country. So many sling back attempts are going to be made. Now, let's go ahead and cut to the chase. These women are going to try to use any and every angle that they can to come after you, the everyday average man. Because let's be perfectly honest about something. This whole six-figure fantasy, the overwhelming majority of women know that they're not worthy of that. And that if they were truly honest, they don't want that man. They only want the lifestyle. Yeah, they want that man to use his money to patch them through their life, to come in and fix their situations. But for all of the average brothers out there, this is across the board. Do not be surprised if these women come on a sneak tip. Yeah. See, in the Navy, we call that a drug deal. These women out here are going to be making drug deals left and right. But they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that it does not come to light. Now, see, gentlemen, this is where, if you're a waifu owner, you have a great set of armor to protect you from these women's attempts. See, so many women out here are literally one emergency away from being out in the street. Now, I've been peeping this as of late when I make deliveries, particularly to women. Even though California decided to enact its own extension, or should I say, stay of eviction, for another 3 months. Now, this state says that they're going to somehow pay off all the back rent that's owed. And of course, the liberal idiots out here ate that up. Now, of course, a sensible person would say, wait a minute, whoa. If they were able to actually do what they said they were going to do, they would have done that by now. But as usual, people love being lied to. Now, something else that Cuckafornia is talking about: a $12 billion plan to combat homelessness. Really? How are we going to pay off all the back rent owed during the pandemic and then combat homelessness at the same time? Boy, I tell you, people out here in California are outright brain dead. But going back to what I was talking about and peeping out some of these women out here, they are literally living in squalor. Yeah, roommates, pet moms, dirty cribs, all of it. See, being a deliveryman, I get to see a whole lot of things, particularly with certain women who put on that front like they're all that, especially on Facebook and all that stuff. But then when you actually see these people's places of residence, you're like, wow, if only the guys on the other end see what I see. That's another reason why I can't take these, you know, Insta thoughts, these E thoughts seriously, because I get to see behind the curtain. But yeah, gentlemen, yeah, get ready for a lot of women to come to you with hat in hand. Why do you think they're trying to decriminalize, you know, prostitution? They know a lot of these women are going to end up on the street. Now, remember, gents, they want to decriminalize it for them to sell, but not for you to buy. You guys know I've covered this in numerous videos, covering numerous articles talking about that. So, something else that I've been thinking of over the last few days. The question of, what do you bring to the table? Gentlemen, in my humble opinion, that question is worded wrong. See, because when you ask a woman, what does she bring to the table? That means you're trying to negotiate with her. No, 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 no. See, what needs to happen is you need to replace the word the with my. What do you bring to my table? Yeah. Because understand something, gentlemen. It does not matter if you are homeless or you're a billionaire. Your mere presence in a woman's life benefits her. I'm going to say that one more again. Your mere presence in a woman's life benefits her. See, society and women have been masterful in creating the notion that a man's worth has to be tied to a dollar amount. What happens if there's a massive EMP that goes off that shuts off everything? Oh, your money's not gonna matter. But if you've got certain skills and are good with your hands, guess what? That skill set becomes like gold. Your mere presence becomes like gold to a woman, which is why a lot of women are going to be reaching out on the sneak. But gentlemen, if you have a doll, guess what? You have a great set of armor to prevent them from coming at you. We know they're going to use the angle of sex, blah, 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 blah. But once again, if you've got a doll, you can say, well, you know what? I've got something to keep my bed warm. Yes, a waifu can keep your bed warm. Now, I know some of you will say, well, you know, it's a you know, a big hunk of coal, TPE, or silicone. Yes, there are models that have internal heating systems. But my question would be, at this point, you know what's coming. We know a lot of women are going to be trying to come at you. We know that the Hey Big Head texts are going to be on full display. Hell, BGS Itmore just did a video about a woman that put out a literal ad to be a live-in girlfriend. Yeah, it's about to get real out here for a lot of women, which is why I can't help but watch, you know, Kevin Samuels and his series, you know, about winter is coming. And yes, a lot of women are getting ready to get that reality check. And it's about to be a harsh reality check for a lot of women. Hey, it is what it is. Men have been telling these women for the longest, hey, the things you're doing, you might want to think further down the line about this. But oh no. Mm-mm. See, society was masterful in creating a bunch of short-term victories for women to say, see, we don't need y'all. We don't need men. We doing it big out here. Now look what's going on. You're seeing chameleon videos pop up all over YouTube. And a lot of us have been peeping them out. They've been pushed to the recommended section. However, nah, ladies, far too little, far too late. Thank God for TikTok. TikTok has been showing way more men have been red-pilled than I would have ever thought. These young lions out here are not taking any prisoner. They are pushing back fiercely. They're challenging these women. They're saying, hey, you want this? Okay, how about this? What do I get out of this? And that's a very fair question. Like I said, gentlemen, no longer ask a woman, what does she bring to the table? Ask her, what do you bring to my table? Because you know you're going to be bringing way more to that equation than she's going to be bringing. And just to twist the knife a little bit deeper, before you ask that question of what do you bring to my table, you should already have these two answers in your mind, in a solid place. She's only going to bring two things. One, a used, trashed up box. Now, what do I mean by that? Any woman who comes into your life will not be a virgin. So her box has been used. End of. The second thing she's going to be bringing, new problems. Whatever her problems are, before you meet her, before you take her on into your life, guess what? If you're living a stress-free life and you decide to bring her in it, guess what? Every problem that she's got from her past, she will try to get you to fix it, i.e., bad relationships, which she will never take accountability for. You know, consumer debt, student loan debt, all of these things that you had nothing to do with, these are going to be problems that she wants you to fix. So, gentlemen, what does a woman bring to your table? Used box, new problems. Do you need that at this point in time? No, you don't. No. So don't fall for it. Have those answers ready. Because as I stated before, gentlemen, your mere presence in a woman's life benefits her. Security. End of. So all these women out here with these overinflated egos who are still trying to, you know, push that they got the bag or they're doing it big. We all know that that house of cards is getting ready to fall. However, for us waifu owners, we already see it coming. We already know what tricks they're going to use, how they're going to try to use sexuality or the promise of sex to try to get themselves in the door. Mm-mm. See, gentlemen, this is why. If you have a doll, if you have a waifu, if you have a synthetic companion, you're going to be pretty much immune to that. They're going to try to play on the fact that you might be lonely, especially if you're living alone. Oh, I can do all of these things. Okay, here's a perfect test for you. Sit next to my waifu, and we're going to have a silence contest. All you got to do is not talk. We know women will lose that. And besides, what you see in the modern woman is not what you're going to get. All of the filters, all of the fake up, all the implants, all the Spanx, all of that. We all know that that's an illusion. However, with your doll, especially if you build it yourself, it will blow every woman out the water. Even a professional model cannot hold a candle to a well-built doll. Period. Why? Because the wall eventually will claim them all. End of. But yeah, gentlemen, I would definitely suggest putting that option in your deck of cards because we know what's coming. Women are going to be trying to play every angle they can. Gentlemen, just say, you know what? I got something to occupy my bed. It gives me no problems. It's available for me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the best part, there will be no stress in my life. I compare the waifu to the e-cigarette. It's a great pacifier, especially if you're trying to wean yourself off of the addiction of female validation. A waifu is perfect. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Are you starting to get those "Hey, big head" texts? If you're a man who's gainfully employed, who's never stopped working during this pandemic, and make no mistake about it, I believe that they're going to be doing another series of lockdowns. I just see it coming. But if you're an essential worker, you already know. But, yeah, let me know if you guys have had any "Hey, big head" or "Hey, stranger" texts as of recent. Hell, let me know if you've even been thinking about getting a doll for yourself. Because, understand this, ladies, the power will go out. And when it does, feminism, all the female empowerment that you've been granted, all of that will go out right along with it. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to revert to your survival tactic, which is try to barter your body for protection and provision. However, with a waifu, that's a great weapon in our arsenal as men to say, nope, You wanted this, you're going to get it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.